sounds of your new party line, CB, or Citizens Band Radio. It has a language of its own, your new language, as you use and get to know your CB. Today, the uses of Citizens Band Radio are limitless. Units of all descriptions can be found in business establishments, recreational vehicles, car, boat, small aircraft, literally anywhere short-distance communications are desirable. Base units provide a line of contact between the motorist, his home or office, and also a means of communication with other base units. Commercial services use Citizens Band Radio to dispatch vehicles and to check scheduling. Other services, such as ski patrols, surveyors, highway maintenance crews, and farmers, use two-way CB radio communications to boost efficiency and save time. Now that you know where you can use your CB radio, it's about time I told you what you need to operate. First, you must have an FCC license, available for $4 from the Federal Communications Commission in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Appropriate licensing information is packed with your new CB unit. There are basically two different categories of CB transceivers: mobile or base units. Mobile units are compact, operating on either 6 or 12 volts, which can be supplied by your car's battery. Base units, usually found in the home or office, have a built-in power supply for use on normal household current. In some cases, base transceivers are capable of serving as both base and mobile stations. A radio of this dual type is quite useful in motor homes, where you can use DC power while mobile and AC power when hooked up to a generator. Base transceivers are... In some cases, base transceivers are... In cases, base transceivers... transceivers capable of serving as both base and mobile station. Base, and mobile station. A radio of this dual type is quite useful in motor homes, where you can use DC power while mobile and AC power when hooked up to a generator.